This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Quarantine Capsule is a digital archive of the Asian Canadian experience during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a project by T-Base in partnership with Museum Toronto, and the archive is accepting submissions until October 23rd from Asian Canadians who are over 18 and living in Ontario. I'm joined by some of the folks behind Quarantine Capsule, Nightingale and Chris. Nightingale is a performer based in Toronto and the creator of Quarantine Capsule. Back in February, she was the lead in Wuhan, Toronto, a short film that follows a long-distance couple on Valentine's Day. Nightingale's character is studying at the University of Toronto before COVID changed her day-to-day. Meanwhile, her partner is isolating in Wuhan. The short was filmed in February, and the idea for Quarantine Capsule came a little later, when Nightingale found herself in isolation for real this time. She explains that Quarantine Capsule aims to take back control of narratives that are being misrepresented in mainstream media. And when she didn't see anyone else launch a project like this, she decided to take matters into her own hands.
After seeing so much in the news, especially with like Chinatowns, people getting abused all over the world, it was just something that really affected me because I was waiting for larger organizations to speak up, or like certain people, like, I don't know, like celebrities, big figures to speak up to say, hey, this is not right. Like, this is like, you know, create a conversation talking about all the discrimination. And then I thought, oh, maybe someone's going to do something about it. Maybe we can have, because I've been seeing all over the globe, people have been making like their own type of quarantine capsules or like mini videos to showcase like their day-to-day life adjusting to this new way of life, this new normal, quote unquote. And because I wasn't seeing anything, I just started like writing out all these ideas in my head. And then I reached out to T-Base because they're all about for the community and I wanted to do something for the community. And then we ended up approaching Museum because their goals are very similar, because they are all about building a community and having really beautiful discussions and showcasing a lot of different things about different communities all over, like Ontario, Toronto.
If you're not familiar, Museum presents programs and experiences that showcase the history, spaces, cultures, architecture, and the people of Toronto. This archive is created by Nightingale, curated by T-Base, and will live on the Museum website. Chris works at T-Base and tells me about their experiences going virtual. Their physical location is in Chinatown, not far from Ryerson, and the pandemic has really brought lots of transitions. T-Base does lots of community programming, things like Mahjong Mondays, and all of that has changed in the last few months.
I guess my role at T-Base is I'm like a co-creative director, so I do a lot of the visual graphics and the cute little cartoons you see on our Instagram.
As Chris tells me a little bit more about T-Base, it's clear to me why they're the perfect collaborator for Nightingale's vision.
A lot of our work is, you know, based around, you know, queer Asian communities, and like being in Chinatown is like a big part of like what we're doing, right, with fighting against like gentrification and displacement. You know, the garden that we have outdoors has been something that's been good throughout COVID because it's still like outdoors and we can still care for the garden together without having to like physically, you know, be in the space together.
Nightingale, Chris, and I talk about how the capsule works, how to contribute, and we talk a lot about the idea of building bridges in the digital realm. Submissions for Quarantine Capsule are open until October 23rd, and as a time capsule of the quarantine period, they're looking for creative contributions such as video, musical, and visual art. There's also a $50 honorarium for folks that are participating. Quarantine Capsule is a strong believer that art can be created anywhere in any style. And Chris tells me that there's no pressure to use fancy equipment, and it's really a casual, low-stakes opportunity to express yourself.
I know a lot of people were kind of like asking questions about visual art, like how do they, because this is a video, right? So even if it's like a process video of you making the art, or like a slideshow of different art pieces or the same art piece, like zooming in and out, whatever. But yeah, like I think like your one video doesn't have to say everything, because it's going to be hopefully in like an archive with a whole bunch of videos that are completely different, which kind of like fills out the narrative.
Nightingale explains that really anything goes.
I know that I've browsed through some of the submissions. Someone did send me a message saying that they want to submit like a little mini vlog of their dog. And I said, yeah, that's acceptable. You spent more time with your pet during this quarantine. Why not? And this way, it's just a positive way to like have it archived forever. So then when we look back at this crazy pivotal moment of our life, we can go like, wow, this is all the fun stuff we've done during this time. So hopeful.
Chris adds that they're hoping to receive submissions from a wide range of community members.
It's not artistic. Like, it doesn't have to be. You don't have to be professional. If you want to make a video of, I don't know, your grandma or something, because we're trying to encourage like intergenerational exposure as well. So if you want to like help your aunt or whoever make a video, that's also why with the mentorship program for people who like aren't experienced with making videos, if you're like a teacher or like a nurse or something, you want to talk about your experience. Or if you just learned how to do a fun activity, you know, showing how to make sourdough bread or whatever, or about your dog, like Nathaniel was saying, or like showcasing any of your artwork, your poems, your drawings.
Like Chris mentioned, the mentorship program is great for folks that are interested in participating, but might be unsure of how to go about it. Successful applicants to the mentorship program will work with mentors to produce a unique contribution to the quarantine capsule. Nightingale gives some more details on the mentors.
There's me. I'll be mentoring. And right now we're receiving submissions from people who are not fitting in certain categories, which is fine, as if people need help, we're open to help. Like, at first, my focus is generally people who are frontliners and those who are part of a family, as I would like to work with those certain types of people to help them get their submissions. And we also have a guest all the way from Vancouver. His name is Joshua Aries. He is a very spunky, very like action-based filmmaker all the way in Vancouver. He's still very young. And his perspective in from Vancouver is just very, very like special, as there's some parallels to how we see like the Asian communities in Toronto. So we have him who's also helping us. We also have a legendary award, multi-award winning filmmaker. His name is Keith Locke. He has stories from Chinatown from before we were born. And so that's just a very special perspective to have, and we're very lucky to have him.
The final component of the capsule will be a panel discussion on October 28th, 7 to 8 p.m. about archiving Asian Canadian stories. The panel is moderated by Chris, and the three aforementioned mentors will be speaking also. Nightingale says that they're looking for ways to continue quarantine capsule, but for now people can submit by their October 23rd deadline. Along the line of archiving Asian Canadian stories, we spoke about the intention behind the project, and the idea of building bridges came up a lot. Bridges that cross generations, borders, and a lot more.
You know, a way to just be like, hey, like we're here, like this is like regular people, like everyday, you know, like Asian identifying, whatever that means to you, people who living in Canada, and like our daily activities, and like what's happened throughout COVID, like especially with, you know, because of the stereotypes associated with, you know, China and the pandemic, and how that's affected Chinatown specifically, and with like, you know, the businesses and the, you know, the racial attacks and harassment and stuff. It's just a way to like, not respond to that, but kind of like a counter narrative.
On top of humanizing Asian Canadians, like Chris said, Nightingale is also looking at the role that quarantine capsule might play further into the future.
Another way that I've always seen it is like, this is such a huge, pivotal historical moment in our life. And the thing is, it's going to be written in the history books. Like, there's no doubt about it. This is going to be in our history books. And the thing is, we have to question who's going to be recording this, who's going to talk about the fact that all of this social injustice has been happening, right? Who are the gatekeepers? And the thing is, like, there's a in the news and the media, there's only one perspective about how Asian Canadians are seen. And it's just really upsetting because this is like the news. We should be able to see all different sides, but we're only seeing one. And so I just wanted to create like a community collective where we contribute to something, make it positive, as what Chris earlier said, create a counter narrative.
The goals of controlling the narrative and humanizing Asian Canadians are some of the ways that they hope to build bridges between Asian Canadians and non-Asian Canadians. But like other tea-based projects, there's also a sense that the capsule is by the community for the community too. Chris explains that the digital archive allows Asian Canadians to cross paths in a way that might not be possible at a pre-pandemic tea-based event, for example.
Like, we were talking about how this project, like, we'd really like it to build bridges between not just Chinatowns, but like any like Asian Canadian communities. So even if it's, you know, those, you know, the one, if you're that one Asian kid in like an all white town and you're the only one in your school, and then you come across this project through this virtual universe, like you still belong in Asian community, whether or not you live in Chinatown specifically on that one street, you know, or the Chinatowns of Vancouver versus in Toronto, or, you know, the Markhams and the Richmond Hills of Ontario or of Canada. So I think that idea of like strengthening communities and building bridges is also important to us.
If you'd like to submit to the Quarantine Capsule or learn more about the project, visit the CGRU website. And if you need a little more inspiration to make your video, take a listen to what Chris and Nightingale would submit.
Well, for me, I learned how to make egg tarts over the quarantine. So I'd probably do a video about that, because that was, finally had the time to learn how to do that. So that was nice. Delicious experience, waste use of my time.
For me, I'm the type of person who likes to make those like mental note videos where it's more like a check-in, where I'll be like, hi, just a date, it is so-and-so date, just want to let you know what's going on in the world and how you've been, just checking in, please watch this video again after 5 years to see where you've been now about that. So a video to myself in the future.
This is Sam Dharmasena, and you've been listening to CGRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.